This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
And you can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter as well. Thanks for being here on the Steve Gruber Show across the great state of Michigan. And joining us on the phone lines right now, Kaylee McEnany, RNC National Spokeswoman. Busy morning. Fox and Friends this morning, right, Kaylee?
Yes, bright and early, 5:30 a.m. So happy to join you now.
You can't beat that at all. Thank you so much for joining us. There's so much happening. You know, people who went to bed early last night have missed a whole lot of news and a whole lot of information on the Kavanaugh hearings. And what we know now is it appears, for all intents and purposes, that the accuser, Christine Ford, is she hasn't said officially yet, but is declining to appear at Monday's public hearing.
Yeah, this is all quite striking. That is exactly right. We had Ms. Ford's lawyer come out Monday morning and say the accuser, Ms. Ford, would like to come out. She would like to testify before the committee. And very swiftly, Republicans did the responsible thing and the right thing and said, yes, we will delay the vote. We will allow both the accused and the accuser to have their say before the Judiciary Committee. And then last night, all of a sudden, in a complete 180, Ms. Ford is saying that she will not testify until after an FBI investigation. While it's important to note that the FBI has investigated Mr. Kavanaugh six different times and passed six different background checks. So pretty striking. And I just have to note that Lindsey Graham just tweeted that it's very clear now this is a delay tactic to delay this past the midterm.
Yes. I mean, absolutely. At this point, we are left to surmise that the preconditions put on appearing and the preconditions Democrats want to put on this, you know, delay, have the FBI investigate it, push it forward. This is all a political strategy. Now, I'm taking this aside from the accusation, but how Democrats are handling this is a strategy to delay all this, to push it forward, and to make everyone wait. And there's just, at this point, no reason to do so. I think we hear the drumbeat kind of starting today from Republicans just saying, you know, take the vote.
Right, and even Republicans who had at first said, yes, we've got to delay this, Jeff Flake, for instance, have come out and said, no, it's time to vote. Lindsey Graham said, let's vote ASAP, and you are exactly right to point out the tactic of Democrats. We were all quite suspicious of this to begin with. When Democrats didn't ask about this accusation, they knew about it since July, didn't ask about it in the 65 meetings with Brett Kavanaugh, didn't ask about it in the 30 hours of public hearing or the closed-door session or the 1,278 follow-up questions they put together in writing. Why didn't they ask about this when they knew about it for months? Because this was always a delay tactic for Democrats. And how sad to play politics with a very serious issue in the Me Too era, but it appears that that is what Democrats have been doing.
Since the accusations were made public, Kaylee, and look, what we have to do as citizens and even lawmakers is just weigh what we know, and we are left with a 35-year-old memory where the accuser can't tell us exactly when it happened or exactly where it happened, where the notes from the therapist differ from her story. Now, what we have on the other side is we have two friends who apparently were ID'd as being at the party saying this never happened. I don't remember the party, don't remember the activity. Former girlfriends come forward, say this is not like anything we know of Brett Kavanaugh. It's not like anything we heard of Brett Kavanaugh through the entire confirmation hearing. There are no additional accusers coming forward. There's no one else providing corroborating evidence that the party occurred or anything like that. So what are we left to think here when these are the facts, or you know, this is the information we have?
Right. We're left to believe the account of Brett Kavanaugh when you look at the totality of evidence, when you look at this one isolated accusation from 40 years ago where the accuser will not even come to Washington and testify versus the 65 women from his high school who have come out and attested to his character, the women throughout decades of his career who have come forward and said he has treated me with the utmost respect and the highest of manners. You have to weigh those two beside each other, and you're left to believe that Brett Kavanaugh is someone of extraordinary character. And I also just have to note that Democrats, it's really convenient that while they are so all about, you know, delaying this Kavanaugh hearing based on a 40-year-old accusation, organization. Mm-hmm. They're entirely ignoring the accusations against Keith Ellison, who is their number two at the DNC. And there's a lot of evidence against him. There's medical records from the accuser saying that he had committed domestic violence. There's also four accounts he had told four individuals at the time of the incident, and there are also text messages. And Democrats are just silent on that one while putting all their focus in the evidence-free accusation against Judge Kavanaugh.
Kaylee McEnany with us, RNC National Spokeswoman, Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram in for Steve. There is also, people may be aware, some pretty big elections happening in just, 48, 47 days or so. And here in Michigan, we have important races. We have a Senate race with John James. We have congressional races with Republicans in tough fights. It is, I think, if anything, what we've seen the past week underscores the importance of sending Republicans back to the Senate, back to the House, to avoid these delays and obstructionist tactics.
That's exactly right. And John James, you guys have a pretty extraordinary candidate down there. I think one of the best in our party. He's a military hero. He's someone who is a small businessman. He's someone who can push forward the agenda of lowering the tax rate for the middle class, keeping those middle class tax cuts permanent. And he can stop the Democratic effort to push through Medicare for All, which would, by the way, have the byproduct, the effect of taking Medicare away from our seniors. That's what it's intended for. You move to Medicare for All and socialized medicine, that goes away. So we need Republicans like John James in Congress to make sure that, as you said, these delay tactics stop, that there's not gridlock in Congress, and that we can move forward the agenda that's really made this economy a booming and soaring economy with Republicans.
And on the Supreme Court topic, Kaylee, we also, you know, we don't know what's going to happen the next few years, but if there is another Supreme Court opening for whatever reason, having Republicans in control of the Senate is oh so important, not to mention the, the federal branches, which the president has done a marvelous job appointing qualified candidates to those positions. Republican control of the Senate is what confirms those judges, and it could be a flip in Michigan if John James is able to win, and that's one extra seat for Republicans and for the president in those matters.
That's exactly right. It's one extra seat in the event that there is another opening on the Supreme Court. It's also another seat and gets us closer toward being able to break through that filibuster. Of course, that means that instead of needing 60 votes to pass the Trump agenda, we would only need 50 plus one, so a simple majority. And really, if we can get to 60, that would have the effect of basically us having a true majority and one that could pass through all sorts of great things, like true and real immigration reform, like better health care, more affordable for all, and tax cuts, more tax cuts for the middle class. So if we can break through that filibuster, we can get a whole lot of good done in this economy and in this country.
And we keep seeing the great economic numbers, the GDP growth, and that is all also on the line in November, too, the ability to continue pushing forward with the president's economic policies. Kaylee McEnany, RNC National Spokeswoman, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Thank you, too. It's Kaylee McEnany, and of course, we will keep watching the Kavanaugh situation. As of now, Monday, Judge Kavanaugh is going to be there. His accuser apparently will not be, though not official yet, but all indications are she will not be there on Monday, which means Wednesday, currently, is the vote to get Judge Kavanaugh, out of the committee and put him closer to the U.S. Supreme Court. Scott Bertram in for Steve, entering the home stretch here on the Steve Gruber Show.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
If you want Michigan's lowest cost per gallon, you want Yellow Hose's E85. Yellow Hose fuel is renewable fuel, and it's produced right here in Michigan. The Renewable Fuels Association says ethanol is the cleanest and most affordable source of octane on the market. Get better performance and the lowest cost per gallon in Michigan. E85 is available at more than 45 Yellow Hose stations statewide. Find a station near you at yellowhose.com. That's yellowhose.com. Or download the Yellow Hose app.
We're here with Stephen West, professor of music and voice at University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance. Stephen, as a parent, why is it important for schools to provide band and orchestra music education?
Well, a school is the best organization to offer such an opportunity. Music, well, can actually become the highlight of a very busy academic day, and kids look forward to it.
And how have your children benefited from their music education?
Oh, well, it's broadened their minds, it's improved their academics, it's given them a sense of belonging to an uplifting organization. They develop skills and discipline that will last them a lifetime, fosters creativity, you know, it's just plain fun.
Thanks for your time. That's Stephen West, professor of music and voice at University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance. This PSA is sponsored by Marshall Music Company, your partner in music education since 1948. To learn more and to listen to other music education advocacy pieces, visit marshallmusic.com/musicmatters.